Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. This week's top story centers on Debian's advanced package tool, better known as APT, and its bold move towards Rust adoption. Earlier this week, Julian Andres Clodi, the lead maintainer for APT, announced that Debian will be integrating Rust as a hard dependency for its staple package manager. The migration is set to take off in May 2026, marking a significant step forward for both the Debian team and its massive global user base. According to Claude, the main motivation behind the shift is to harness the robust memory safety features Rust is so well known for. For years, memory safety vulnerabilities have been a recurring headache for software projects, providing a fertile ground for bugs and exploit opportunities. By moving critical pieces of APT over to Rust, Debian hopes to eliminate entire classes of subtle programming errors that historically have plagued C and C++ codebases. The first targets for Rust integration include essential components like the parsers for .deb, .ar, and .tar files. These are foundational to how Debian packages software, so any improvement here reverberates throughout the entire ecosystem. Another big win comes with HTTP signature verification, which will soon draw on Sequoia, a Rust-based cryptography library praised for security and reliability. While most users won't notice dramatic changes day-to-day, these under-the-hood upgrades promise smoother, more trustworthy software installations. For people running Debian on popular CPU architectures like x86-64 and ARM, the migration should happen seamlessly in the background. After all, when package management just works, that's typically when it's doing its best job. That said, Claude put out a clear call to action for Debian port maintainers. Ensure your port supports a working Rust toolchain within the next 6 months. If this deadline can't be met, those ports may be dropped, making this more than just technical housekeeping, but an urgent rallying cry to the Debian community and ecosystem. As the requirements shift, maintainers of less common architectures face tough decisions about future support and compatibility. For many, this could mean retooling build infrastructure or bracing for the possibility of being left behind. But the larger vision is clear: more secure, more robust code for everyone using Debian. Importantly, this move follows a wave of interest in Rust within critical open source projects, including Linux kernel modules and major browsers like Firefox, which itself has adopted Rust in multiple critical components. So Debian's transition is less a leap into the unknown and more a savvy step in line with industry trends. The open source world appears largely optimistic, and tech media outlets have praised the decision for prioritizing long-term quality and security. But as with any large infrastructure change, the real test will lie in execution, ensuring that integrations go smoothly and don't alienate any critical corners of the Debian universe. Now, let's take a step back and zoom out for some broader tech updates over the past week. First up, a blockbuster Reuters investigation has put Meta, the company behind Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, under heavy scrutiny. It turns out, Meta has pocketed billions by letting scam ads slip through its platforms, often only banning an advertiser if their fraud is 95% certain. The report exposed that this high bar for intervention has allowed millions of users to fall victim to fraudulent schemes. Internal documents cited by Reuters suggest Meta's priorities lean more towards growth projects, including AI initiatives. The upshot? Critics say Meta has traded user safety for profit and convenience, a troubling charge for any social media giant. This controversy comes at a time when platform accountability and transparent moderation policies are under unprecedented global scrutiny. Lawmakers and advocacy groups have raised fresh questions about whether tech giants can be trusted to police themselves. And Meta, already facing regulatory challenges on many fronts, now has to balance innovation with an urgent need to restore user trust. Elsewhere, a crisis has erupted in the Mozilla community over the deployment of their automated translation bot, SumoBot. The Japanese branch of Mozilla's support community has officially disbanded in protest, citing the poor quality of machine-translated content as the catalyst. More than 300 articles in the knowledge base needed extensive rewrites, leading volunteers to question the value of automation over human curation. The controversy reflects a wider tension in open source and community projects: how to balance efficiency brought by new tech with the unique contribution and pride of volunteers. Automation, while necessary for scaling, often comes at the cost of nuance, accuracy, and engagement. Mozilla now faces a crucial challenge: rebuilding relationships with its volunteer base and finding the right equilibrium between innovation and human value. Shifting gears once more, let's talk about UPS and FedEx, two of the world's leading package delivery companies, in the wake of a tragic event. After an MD-11 aircraft crash in Kentucky took the lives of multiple crew members, UPS has grounded its entire MD-11 fleet for safety checks. FedEx followed suit, temporarily grounding its own MD-11s in a show of solidarity and precaution. The National Transportation Safety Board is now investigating the incident, with observers calling for transparent results and lasting improvements. For both companies, this response is about more than compliance. It's about accountability and earning the ongoing trust of customers, employees, and regulators. The story underscores how critical robust safety protocols remain in high-stakes, high-volume logistics operations, where even a single oversight can result in tragedy. As the investigation unfolds, the hope is that new lessons will be learned, leading to safer skies for all. Coming back to our main spotlight, let's talk about how the Rust integration into Debian's APT fits into the broader context of open source evolution. Historically, open source projects have been quick to innovate, but cautious about making sweeping language or infrastructure changes. When Debian, one of the world's oldest and most respected Linux distributions, embraces Rust for its foundational tooling, other projects inevitably sit up and take notice. This isn't just about technical merit, though Rust certainly brings plenty of that. It's about safeguarding community trust, encouraging sustainable contribution, and defining the best practices of the open source future. By rolling out stronger unit tests, leveraging safety guarantees, and demanding modern toolchain support, Debian is setting new benchmarks that others are sure to follow. But, as with all change in sprawling community-driven projects, consensus building and clear communication are key. Questions will linger. Will niche architectures be left stranded? Will long-time contributors feel alienated if they're not familiar with Rust? How can the project minimize disruption while maximizing future value? The next 18 months will be a delicate balancing act between vision, pragmatism, and community input. Watching how Debian's leadership responds to technical, logistical, and social challenges will set the tone for similar migrations elsewhere. The good news is that the wider landscape appears to be aligning behind such moves. Perhaps the clearest signal yet that open source is maturing into a phase where safety and sustainability aren't negotiable. Tech journalists and bloggers point out that Perl and Python once filled this upgrade role for projects moving away from C, but Rust seems set to take the next leap forward. In practical terms for users, this means they're likely to face fewer update errors and enjoy safer package installations with little fanfare. For contributors and maintainers, though, there's more to do. Learning new tooling, adapting infrastructure, and building up best practices around Rust in massive codebases. The rewards. Fewer memory leaks, tighter security, and the satisfaction that comes from knowing your infrastructure is on solid ground for the years to come. Looking ahead, keep an eye on how other distros and projects respond. Ubuntu, Fedora, and Arch are all watching what unfolds, ready to draw lessons or forge their own paths forward. Meanwhile, the open source ecosystem continues to grapple with other critical issues: platform abuse, automation best practices, and infrastructure safety. Each news story this week highlights a different corner of that challenge. Whether it's social media platforms struggling to protect users, or volunteer-driven communities fighting for relevance. What unites these disparate stories is the call for vigilance and adaptability, qualities that have always defined the open source movement. In the end, it's about people. Dedicated maintainers, creative contributors, and, of course, users who depend on these technologies every day. So whether you're packaging software, moderating content, or landing planes, one thing remains true. What we build, and how we build it, matters. That does it for this week's Open Source News Elements. Thanks for listening.